Shabbos, Daf Kuf Lamed Aleph. This daf is almost entirely concerned with a discussion of the position of the eponymous Reb Eliezer, after whom our perek, Reb Eliezer Demila, is named, that machshirin of mitzvahs, certain mitzvahs such as lulav, shofar, shtealechem, and mila, machshirin are the prerequisites, necessary preparations, are docha Shabbos. As such, the discussion is almost entirely moot. As the halacha does not follow Reb Eliezer, we rule that machshirin are not docha Shabbos. There is, however, one variation of machshirin, about which there is a celebrated dispute among the Rishonim, and much discussion among the Achronim. In the time of Chazal, it was believed that an infant who was to have his bris milah must be bathed in hot water both before and after the bris, and this was a matter of pikuach nefesh. It was believed that if he was not bathed, his life would be in danger. Now, if there was no hot water available before the bris, the milah has to be pushed off. That's classic machshirin. Just like preparing a knife is machshirin, and that is not docha Shabbos, lahalacha, so too preparing the baby is also machshirin and is not docha Shabbos. After the milah has already been done, if there is no hot water for the post-milah bathing, then certainly we would heat up the water, because the baby's life is now in danger, and pikuach nefesh is certainly docha Shabbos. Machlokes is whether we will do the milah in advance if we have hot water for the pre-milah bathing, but we do not have hot water for the post-milah bathing. The Baal Amar, Rav Zerachya Halevi, says the milah must be pushed off, since this milah will entail chilul Shabbos subsequent to the milah, and that's considered like machshirin, and that's not docha Shabbos, we may not do the milah. The Ramban disagrees. The Ramban says, no, right now we do the mitzvah. The mitzvah of milah is docha Shabbos. Afterwards, it'll be pikuach nefesh. That's fine. Ein la mitzvah ela shaita. The mitzvah right now can be done. No machshirin must be done before the mitzvah, and what happens afterwards is mutter because of the rule of pikuach nefesh, which is docha Shabbos. So we go ahead with the milah. The Rishonim are split on this. The Ra'ah, the Ritva allow the milah, like the Ramban. The Rashba forbids the milah, like the Baal Amar. By way of introduction, as we proceed through this lecture, we're going to see many distinctions the post can make, limiting the position of the Baal Amar, limiting the position of the Ramban, all kinds of qualifications, distinctions. One fascinating thing about this topic is that unlike other disputes among the Rishonim, where generally the Achronim accept both sides as being reasonable, sometimes the Achronim will feel that one side seems to be the more obvious one and the other side is a chiddush, is not the obvious side. Here we find Achronim coming down on opposite sides. Some of them feel the Baal Amar's position is obvious, to the extent that they're matmiya on the Ramban and similar shitas. How can we allow someone to do something which will involve chilul Shabbos later, if that thing is only like machshirin? Other Achronim go the other way. They say the Ramban's position is obvious, and they don't understand the Baal Amar, or they say that the Baal Amar is simply a question of an Isser Drabbanan, as we shall see. In terms of the Svara of the Machlokas of the Baal Amar and the Ramban, several Achronim suggest that this is totally on the classic Lomdish dichotomy of Hutra and Dechuya. Hutra in general is a concept that means that the thing that is mutter is totally mutter, not bedieved, not grudgingly, but completely mutter. Dechuya means that it is grudging, it's mutter, lemaisa it's mutter, but sort of, we're not happy about it. It's difficult to define exactly what these two concepts are. That's why I'm fudging. And here too, as we shall see, it's not entirely clear, as it usually isn't, exactly what the consequences are. So the Yeshuas Yaakov and the Ataras Chachamim both suggest that the machlokes between the Baal Amar and the Ramban is based on whether pikuach nefesh for Shabbos is hutra or hudcha. Yeshuas Yaakov says, if pikuach nefesh is hutra, mehechetesi, that we shouldn't do the milah. Why not? Later pikuach nefesh, it's mutter gomer. Now the milah is mutter gomer, so why shouldn't we do it? But if we say dechuya, that means that b'di'evet, if it already happened, the sakana, we have to do it. But to lechatchila, ab initio, to do the milah and rely on later being mechal Shabbos for pikuach nefesh, it's not really mutter, it's hudcha. We have to do it, we have no choice. But since it's not really mutter, then we cannot do the milah, and he calls this dovar bar ma'od. Teres Chachamim essentially says the same thing, that if it's dechuya, If it's the Chuya, then we should not do it. But if it's Hutra, then Ein Lanu Levatel Mitzvahs Mila, because afterwards it'll be Hutra. It's like Chol, it's like it's not Shabbos. Melech Shlomo mentions that there are Achranim who say this, but he says, Ein Advarim Mechrachim K'muvan L'Ma'ayin. Anyone who learns this carefully will see that this is not Mechrach, and as I said, I am not that well-versed in the topic of Hutra and Hutcha, but in general, in most cases, the Achranim are not in entire agreement as to what the consequences of Hutra and Hutcha should be. Now, another basic dispute among the Poskim about the opinion of the Ramban is the Ramban who allows Mila and relies on the Heter of Pikuach Nefesh later to heat up the water for the baby, is that only the mitzvah of Mila specifically because Mila itself is Dach HaShabbos? Or is this true for any mitzvah? Any mitzvah, we would allow a person to do a mitzvah, even if later, as a result of his mitzvah, he will have to do Mechal Shabbos because of Pikuach Nefesh. So the Netziv, in his Hamek Sha'ala, takes for granted that it is only the mitzvah of Mila. He says, Gam Ramban Zal agrees that Osir Lasik Mitzvah Cheres, that will result in Chil Shabbos. The Ramban only allows Mila, because it itself is Dach HaShabbos. Melech Shlomo, though, says, Mavor Ba'achronim, he doesn't specify which Achronim, although we may see one or two as we proceed with our lecture, that the Ramban is not talking about Mila specifically. The Ramban is talking about any mitzvah, and he brings rayas from various Rishonim. One of them is the Ritva, who, as we mentioned earlier, sides with the Ramban. The Ritva in Rosh Hashanah says, Vaday kol mitzvah shebetara avdinan mitzvah dilan amanas lidchas. His language is pretty explicit that we would do this for any mitzvah. The Shvitza Seyam, the Tzitzeliezer Sefer, brings further discussion on this point. The Melech Shlomo is not clear exactly which achronim he means. Take this for granted. Another question is whether the kula of the Ramban to do the Mila is only if the Chil Shabbos, the Pikuach Nefesh later, is suffic, is doubtful whether it'll actually occur, or would this be true even if the Chil Shabbos is a certainty? So here we have a Tshuva in the Chasam Sefer, the very first Tshuva in Avin Ezer and Chelek Aleph, who takes the position that the Ramban is only allows the Mila in a case where the Chil Shabbos may or may not happen. The context of the Chasam Sefer is actually quite interesting. He was talking about a case of a person who wanted to marry a woman who was his Shemeres Yavam, to whom he was required to do Chalitza. The Ramah Paskin said, Achshav Bizman Hazeh, that we have Chayin Meren Geshem against bigamy. A person may not marry another woman until he first does Chalitza to the Yavama. But, says the Ramah, if she is already Meshudachas Lo, if the woman is already engaged, he's allowed to go ahead and marry her. So the Chasam Sefer talked about a case of someone who had a Shemeres Yavam, and during the 3 months, we can't do Chalitza till after 3 months of the death of the husband, he went ahead and proposed to some other woman, and now he was engaged. Now that he was engaged, he wanted to invoke the Heter of the Ramah to go ahead and marry her. So he couldn't have done Chalitza during the first 3 months. So the Shaduchin itself, the Chasam Sefer says, was Beheter. The only problem is that if we allow the Shaduchim, then we'll have to allow the marriage afterward, because once he's engaged, he's allowed to go ahead and marry. So do we say that the Shaduchim itself is Usur because it'll bring about a marriage later, and marriage when there's a Shemeres Yavam is Usur, or not? So the Chasam Sefer's correspondent had suggested that based on the Heter of the Ramban, we can apply the same sort of Heter here. Doing the original mitzvah, Shaduchim was a mitzvah, he had reached the age of Peri Verivia. And Shaduchim, we always allow, Shemini Kadmenu Acher, Shaduchim in and of itself is Mutter. And even though the Shaduchim will then bring about Nisuin too, we don't care, just like the Ramban doesn't care, that doing the mitzvah of Mila will bring about a Chil Shabbos. The Chasam Sefer agrees to the basic analogy, but he says that the Ramban himself only allows the Mila because the subsequent Chil Shabbos is doubtful, is only a suffix. But if it was like a psik resha, if it was a certainty, then the Ramban would not allow it. So here he says, where there's no suffix, Once he proposes to the woman, he'll then wind up marrying her. Here it will be Asr. He uses the Talmudic expression, Nakit Bakuvseil Zilishka Liglimahu, and therefore he asters. Because of this, he has further discussion based on other possible Heter. Many Achronim, though, completely reject the Chasam Sefer's understanding of the Ramban. They say certainly not. The Ramban, who's Makil for the Mila, is Makil even in the case where the Chil Shabbos will definitely occur. The Mitzvah Aryeh, the Shevet Sofer, the Chum Sofer's grandson, the Minchas Yehuda, the Chemdas Yisrael, or Meir Don Platsky, all of them say that the Chum Sofer is not correct, or certainly not the obvious position, Mechatesi. Mechatesi to limit the Ramban to the case where the Bikuch Nefesh is a Safek. Some of them bring Rayas, some of them say the Lashon Ramban is Mashma like that, but they all pretty much are Machmia on the Chum Sofer and say that his Pshat on the Ramban is not at all the Pashtus. The Minchas Yehuda actually was discussing quite an interesting case. We will quote other passages of his tshuva as we go. He was discussing a case where he wrote the tshuva Leil Hoshanah Rabbah, and the case involved a call-up by the government of the military reserves. Anyone who had served from a certain date must present themselves at a certain place on the second day of Yontif on Simchas Torah. Now, this would cause great hardship and discomfort for the Jewish reservists. From this village, there were 60 of them, he says. They would have to go away before Yontif. The call-up place was outside the Tchum. They would not be allowed to travel on Yontif, apparently. If they would travel before Yontif, they would have a pretty miserable Yontif. It would be very unpleasant. So the Pashtus, he says, is too bad. Tchum is an Isser, and just because you'd like to be with your family and home on Yontif, that is not a heter to violate Tchum. But he writes in the Shaila, he writes in the introduction that Yan Kirari Isis Oni Amia Sherbazeh, the great hardship for the people, he's going to look more carefully and try to find a heter. So he makes a very interesting argument. He says that if the call-up came on Yontif itself, would we require these people to actually stay home and not travel to their military call-up? He says no. He says because the government would get really upset. They would throw them in jail. Certainly, he says, if it's a mass thing, the whole Jewish population doesn't come. And not only that, he says, but in his case, the Jewish population had lobbied and tried to get this edict changed, and they hadn't succeeded. So clearly, he says, there would be a great anger on the part of the authorities, and the Jews would get in major trouble, and for that would be enough of a heter to permit them to violate the Isser of Tchum. The problem here, of course, is that since the call-up order came before Yontif, maybe they should have to travel before Yontif to avoid traveling on Yontif. But as noted, he says, this would make their Yontif very miserable because they wouldn't be with their family, they wouldn't have food, they wouldn't have proper beds. Spending Yontif in some village would be very unfortunate. Even though they have to spend part of Yontif, they have to go on Simchas Torah, but if we somehow allow them to travel on Simchas Torah, then at least they could spend most of Yontif at home. And Simchas Yontif is a mitzvah, he says. He spends a lot of time arguing that Simchas Yontif is a mitzvah, he says, and even though the post can give specific examples, like giving children candy and giving women clothing, he says, and meat and wine, he says, those things are all externals, he says, but real simcha is belev. He says that there'll be a terrible absence of simcha, both for the people themselves, the reservists who travel, and for their families, if the head of their family, their father, their husband, is absent, and giving them candies and dresses is not going to make up for it, he says. So clearly, he says, there's going to be a bittul mitzvah of Simchas Yontif if we force them to travel on Hoshanah Rabbah on Erev Yontif. And then he says that then we can apply the machlokas between the Ramban and the Balamar, that the Ramban actually allows one to do a mitzvah today, even though that will result in Chil Shabbos, Chil Yontif tomorrow. So here too, I can indulge in my Simchas Yontif today, even though that will cause me to have to Mechal Yontif tomorrow by traveling out to the Tchum. And even the Balamari says, who's Machmer and says, we don't do the Mila today since it will result in Chil Shabbos tomorrow. And he presumably should have to hold here too, that we don't let them indulge in Simchas Yontif today since the cost of that will be Chil Yontif tomorrow because of the Tchum. Even the Balamar would agree, he says, for a reason that we shall return to soon. We turn now to another question, understanding the Shita of the Balamar. Balamar forbids the Mila since it will result in Chil Shabbos subsequently. Several Achronim say, though, that the Balamar does not mean that in such a case the person will actually have, if a person goes ahead and does the milah and then does the Chil Shabbos for the sakana of the child, he will actually have been a real Mechal Shabbos, an Avera Chamura. Several Achronim, the Taras Chachamim, the Chemdes Yisrael again, the Mincha Shlomo, all say that that's not really the Isur Chomer of Chil Shabbos. It's not the Lo Sasa Kol Malach Avera. There's a separate Avera called being Gurim that a person should have to Mechal Shabbos later, and that itself is Usur. That Taras Chachamim is not even sure if it's a Daraisa. He suggests that it might be only Drabbanan. He starts by saying it is Daraisa, but it's not really the real Avera of Chil Shabbos. Then he suggests it's only Drabbanan. The Chemdas Yisrael assumes, beginning and end of his tshuva, that it is Daraisa, although he also says that it's not the Avera of Lo Sasa Chol Malacha. He says, Zeh Barer, Degarim Lahavli De Sakana B'Shabbos, Sheitz Tarech Acher Kach L'Chal Shabbos Alav. He says, Nehid Asr Mina Torah, it is Asr Mina Daraisa, he says, but Lekabe Halav Lo Sasa Chol Malacha, because it's Mutra because of Pikuch Nefesh, and the whole Isser is because is you being Garit. The Mincha Shlomo argues strongly that it's not an Isser D'Oraisa, it's only an Isser D'Rabbanan. He does mention, though, the Mincha Shlomo, that the Chavetz Chaim, which we'll discuss later, passage in the Bir Halacha, seems to suggest that it would be D'Oraisa, and the Mincha Shlomo explains that the logic of that is that just like someone who is Machshlas Chavero, someone who causes someone else to sin, even if that sin is ba'onis, that's still a version of lifnei iver. So hu adin, he says, a person who's machshel himself, who causes himself to have to be over, to have to violate an avera afterwards, even though it's for pikuach nefesh, is also an avera, and it could be daraisa, he says. But he himself, Yosef Mestaver, his conclusion is that it's only drabanan and not a realistic daraisa. We turn now to another balamar, and in another closely related sugya, the Gemara brings a brisa, Ein mafligin b'sfina pach migil yom kodem Shabbos. It is prohibited to take a sea voyage, to embark upon a sea voyage, within 3 days of Shabbos. The Gemara then says, Medvar lamurim l'dvar harishus, for an elective trip, av l'dvar mitzvah, if the trip is for a mitzvah, then shaper, then it's mutter, even within 3 days. But, uposikim amanas lishbos, he has to stipulate with the ship operator that the ship will not travel on Shabbos. But Vayna Shabbos, afterwards, even if it doesn't happen, what can he do? He did his best. He tried. Divrei Rebbe, that you do have to be posik. You do have to do whatever you can in advance to get the ship to stop. Rishim Galil Amar, Eina Tzarech. You don't even have to be posik. The Mara brings a similar din. Tana Rabbanan, Ein Tzarech Ala Yerushal Nachron Pachas Megillin Yom Kodim LeShabbos. We don't start sieges within 3 days of Shabbos. V'mischilu Ein Mafsikin. The Rishonim have many different pshatim as to what exactly is the prohibition against taking the sea voyage. What are we worried about? So, we are interested here primarily in the position of the Balamar. Li Ner Tam Acher, unlike some of the earlier Rishonim, the Rif and others, he says, what is the prohibition here? Kulu Makum Sakanahu, starting a sea voyage, ships at sea will find themselves in situations of danger, and certainly sieges are situations of danger for the besiegers. So the kol shlosha yom kodim l'shabbos, the 3 days close to Shabbos are considered kamei Shabbos amikri. V'nira k'mach nelidchus haShabbos, beginning the siege or embarking on the voyage, when he knows he'll have to mechal Shabbos for sakana, that's aser because it appears that he's being mashna, that he's setting out deliberately to be docha Shabbos, which he'll have to do because of pikuach nefesh. And the same thing he says l'hafresh from midbaros to begin a trip through the desert. Any other dangerous place, you're not allowed to do it within 3 days of Shabbos because that's nira kamas l'idchus haShabbos. It appears that he's deliberately setting out to mechal Shabbos. But more than 3 days, Balamar apparently permits setting forth on a sea voyage or setting forth to the Midbar, even though he'll be mechal Shabbos. And even within 3 days, it seems to follow that it's mutter l'dvar mitzvah. The Gemara says, medvar mur l'dvar rishus l'dvar mitzvah shaper dummy. And the Balamar is learning that we're talking about a case which involves Chil Shabbos, and still it's mutter if it's more than 3 days before, or if there's a mitzvah. And there are those who limit the Balamar, or either disagree with the Balamar, or limit the Balamar. It's interesting, actually, that among the Rishonim, even though there are many other Rishonim who explain the Gemara differently, nobody directly descends from the Balamar. They explain the Gemara differently, but it's not necessarily true that they disagree with the Chiddush Din of the Balamar. There are some Achronim who do, though. Marie Ben Lev has a tshuva in which he is not happy with the kula of the Baal Amar. And even more than that, he says that even the Baal Amar, he says, maybe was only Makil, similar to what we saw before in the Chasam Sefer, maybe the Baal Amar was only Makil, he says, when there's some level of Safik. But when there's Chilul Shabbos Bevadei, the Baal Amar would not be Makil. Now, the Baal Amar, this Baal Amar presents us with an obvious contradiction to the previous Baal Amar. The previous Baal Amar said, we can't do Mila, even the great mitzvah of Mila, we can't do Mila if it will result in Chilul Shabbos later. Here, the Baal Amar has no problem saying that you can take a sea voyage from the beginning of the week, and even right up to Shabbos you can take the voyage if it's Dvar Mitzvah, even though there's Sakana. So why over here is the Baal Amar all of a sudden so Makel? If the other Baal Amar said you have to actually push off the Mila till after Shabbos. So many Achronim say the same Chiluk. The Chasam Sofer, the Mitzvah Aryeh, the Netziv, the Shevet Sofer, the Mispar HaSofer, another Anikol of the Chasam Sofer, I think, Milcha Shlomo. These Achronim all say more or less the same thing. They all say there's a difference between doing the thing on Shabbos, which will result in Chil Shabbos, and doing something before Shabbos, which will result in Chil Shabbos when Shabbos arrives. The Baal Amar, in the case of Mila, was Machmer. He had said you can't do the Mila because right now Shabbos is already here, and the Isra of Shabbos is already upon me. So right now, I have to be concerned with the consequences of my actions that I don't do something which will result in my having to Machal Shabbos subsequently. But the sea voyage, these cases, I'm doing things before Shabbos. Right now, the mitzvah of Shabbos does not yet apply. It's not Shabbos yet. And therefore, I don't have to worry if it's a Dvar Mitzvah or if it's early in the week. I don't have to worry that a consequence of my actions will result in Chil Shabbos. This is the Teretz, as we said, that many, many Achronim suggest for the contradiction in the Baal Amar. This is what the Minchas Yehuda says, as we mentioned before. Minchas Yehuda actually says this Svara in two ways. First of all, he says, simply as we just said it, that before Shabbos, the Isra of Shabbos is not yet here, and so I don't have to worry so much about Chil Shabbos that will occur after Shabbos, because right now I don't yet have the commandment of Shabbos, because it's not Shabbos yet. A variation of that, he proposes, is that the Isra of the Baal Amar is that by doing something which will result in Chil Shabbos, we look at it as though that Chil Shabbos is as if I'm doing it right now. So if I do the Mila on Shabbos, he says, we have to look at that subsequent Chil Shabbos as inherent in the action of the Mila, it's as if I did it right now. But in a case where it's before Shabbos, so even if we look at it as the thing I'm doing tomorrow is already here, already inherent and present in my action today, today is not Shabbos, so there's no problem. And that's why the Minchas Yehuda says that even according to the Baal Amar, who prohibits the Mila, if it will result in Chil Shabbos, still, he says, he allows the people, the reservists in his case, not to travel to the call-up location before Yontif. He says, because right now, what am I doing wrong? I'm not traveling, which will result in I have to travel on Yontif. But right now, it's not Yontif yet, he says. So then the Baal Amar allows embarking on a sea voyage, and we don't worry about the problem that I'm going to result in Chil Shabbos. Once it's Yontif, I can't do anything. I just wait till tomorrow. I have to go anyway. So that's why, in his case of the reservists, he wanted to argue that even the Baal Amar, who's Machmer and Mila, would be Makil based on what he says in the case of the sea voyage. So this is one yishuv, perhaps the main yishuv, for the contradiction between the two passages of the Baal Amar. L'chara, though, another possible yishuv is based on what we just saw in Ibn Lev. Ibn Lev said that even the Baal Amar, who's Makil in the case of the sea voyage, is only Makil because it's a Safik Pikuach Nefesh. So if we accept that, we can also answer the contradiction of the Baal Amar. We can say that the Baal Amar Bamila was Machmer, because unlike the Chasam Sofer, like many other Achronim who say that there this Vade Sakana, the Chazal said that every baby needs to be bathed after the Mila in hot water, that's Vade Sakana, and the Achronim add even if some babies don't, but we don't know, we're going to have to bathe the baby because we can't tell necessarily which babies need it and which babies don't need it. So this, but the bottom line is, there certainly will be Chil Shabbos subsequent to the Mila. That's why the Baal Amar is Machmer. And Ibn Lev says that the Baal Amar is only Makil here in the case of the sea voyages because there may not be Sakana tomorrow. So then, Kafta or Varach. Also, Lachara, there's no Kasha. The many Achronim who raise this Kasha and don't give this Teretz, either it's because they agree with the Chasam Sofer that the Baal Amar, the discussion over there, is even in the case of Suffolk Sakana, the Baal Amar is Machmer even in the case of Suffolk Sakana, or more likely, it's because they don't accept the position of Ibn Lev. And they hold that the Baal Amar here is Makil, even in the case of Vade Sakana. Now, in terms of the Svara of the Balamar here, the Balamar who is Mekil and allowing the sea voyages either early in the week or even late in the week for a Dvar Mitzvah, we find a very similar passage in both the Yeshuas Yaakov as well as the Chavetz Chaim and the Bir Halacha and the Siman, Reish Rim Ches, in our Chaim. They're both Matmiya. They both say, how can it be, how can the Balamar be Mekil such a thing to allow a person to take a voyage if he knows that it'll result in Chil Shabbos? How can such a thing possibly be? And the truth is, the question, the tema, is hard to understand because, as we've seen, many Rishonim say that Rishonim say this in the case of the Mila. The Ramban and many other Rishonim say that I can do a Mila, and that's even on Shabbos. I can do a Mila even though it will result in Chil Shabbos because of Pikuach Nefesh. So why do they think the Balamar here, in the case of the ship, is so much harder to understand? If anything, as we saw, it's easy to understand because here it's before Shabbos. I don't know. Nevertheless, they both ask if this is a tema, and they both give essentially the same teretz. They both say that we've already seen that there is a din posik imo amanashi yishbos. At least one Tana says you have to be posik, and they both say, oh, that's why it's mutter. It's mutter because, similar to the Ibn Leib, because it's not really vaday. Since you're being posik, that they'll stop, even though they might not listen to you. They might decide that they're in a rush and they want to keep going. But you can say that maybe it won't happen. That alamunaso, you can trust them that they won't do it, and therefore... And therefore, that's why Chazal allowed it. Because you're being posek, that mistami yikayim anachri tano, the Yeshuas Yaakov says. Probably he'll do what he's supposed to do. The Yeshuas Yaakov actually seems to contradict himself, because even though this is what he says initially, he soon turns around and discusses the machlokas tanoim between Rebbe and Rav Shmuel Galil with Yenid Psika, and he wants to say again, as we mentioned his opinion earlier, that really depends on whether Shabbos is hutra or dechuya. If it's Hutra, then it's Mutter Gomer, and that's why the Ramban, he says, is Mekil to allow the Mila on Shabbos, and here too, he says that's why it's Mutter even without Psika. But if it's Dechuya, then just like before, he said, if it's Dechuya, that would justify the position of the Balamar in the case of the Mila, that you shouldn't do the Mila. So here too, that would require Psika. So we started by saying that it's Tamua, how could it be Mutter? Then he seems to have no problem saying that if it's Dechuya, it could be Mutter. But in any event, the first passage of his, as well as the Bir Halacha, both say that it doesn't make sense to Mekil to allow the beginning of a sea voyage if it will result in Chil Shabbos, and it's only Mutter because of the Psika. And again, here also, if we say that the Balamar was only Mutter, the halacha of embarking on a sea voyage is only Mutter because of the Psika, which means that maybe there won't be Chil Shabbos, then again, that helps explain the contradiction in the two passages in the Balamar, because again, the Balamar here, the way they're learning is only permits the voyage because of the psika, which makes it a safek, and that's why he's machmer maybe in the case of the Mila, because in the case of the Mila, as we will see the Akharim say, there is no psika, there it's a vaday, that there will be Chil Shabbos. And this brings us into the next subtopic of our discussion. Is the psika really likuva? As we mentioned, there's machlokas tanoim, whether you need posik almanas lishbos. Most poskim, the Torah is an exception, but most poskim say la halacha that you do have to be posik. That's how the Shulchan Aruch, that's how the later Achronim all paskin. But there is a major machlokas as to whether this psika is something you really need, medina, as we just saw the Chavetz Chaim and the Yeshuas Yaakov both say that's the only justification for the idea of embarking on a voyage which will result in Chil Shabbos, is only because of the psika, which means that it won't necessarily engender Chil Shabbos. Nevertheless, though, this is a major discussion among the Achronim as to whether the Psika is really Likuva or just L'Ravcha de Milsa. The Ola Shabbos, the Olas Tamid, and the Magen Avraham were among the two earliest to discuss this question. The Olas Tamid was not sure. He starts by saying that Miyos Tov Al Tikri Ra, whenever you can do something in a better way, don't do it in a worse way, and it's better to Mekayim Shneim, it's better to do both the mitzvah and to satisfy the laws of Shabbos by being posik that you should stop. But Miyui says, since it's only Miyos Tov, he says, Hechad Yesh Lachosh Yiz Bat Lasiyas HaMitzvah, if you can't be posik, or if by being posik you'll have to stop and you won't get there in time to do the mitzvah, then Efshur Dan Atzarach Lahasnos L'Nais Atzarach Yin. Do we say it's really only a chumrah, l'ravcha de milsa, and therefore if it'll affect the fulfillment of the mitzvah that you're trying to do, you can skip it? Or maybe not. He's mesupik l'maisa tzarachin. The Magen Avraham seems to say that psika is absolutely required. The Magen Avraham says, tersely, as is his way, b'shabbos aser, you may not embark on the voyage on Shabbos itself, Why? By definition, if he's beginning the voyage on Shabbos, they're obviously not starting on Shabbos. Since there's no psika, it's going to be aser. Now, there is some dispute in the later Achronim where the Magen Avraham means to say this, even in a case where the mitzvah will thereby be misbattle. The Shulchan Aruch Harav and the Kuntres Achron start by assuming that the mashmos of the Magen Avraham is that even if the mitzvah will be misbattle, a gamri, too bad, the psika is absolutely required, then if you're not going to be posting to stop on Shabbos, then the mitzvah itself doesn't justify this. He himself, though, has problems with this. He makes the case that the psika is only l'racha de milsa. He therefore concludes, al karchak tzarech lamar, Magen Avraham only meant when the mitzvah may still be able to be fulfilled, even if you push off the voyage until after Shabbos. But he says, Ladina, he says, anytime it's a Shas Adchak, or there's a Chashash even, that the mitzvah will be Mizbatel. He says, even if the Magen Avraham doesn't say what he said, even if the Magen Avraham means Kipshuto, that Gefti Machmer, regardless, that you cannot embark on a voyage in which there'll be Vade Chil Shabbos, or even Vade the other Svaras of the Rishonim, a lack of Onik Shabbos, even if the Magen Avraham means to be Machmer, that the mitzvah has to be abandoned. You can't do the mitzvah at the expense of Shabbos, but Ladina, since anyway he says the Torah says psika is not necessary, and he brings other achronim, he himself concludes that the ikar is the psika is only l'rafka de milsa, so he himself is mekel, and he himself is pretty clear. Now, like the Chavetz Chaim, he himself is pretty clear that the psika is not a problem, even in a case where there'll be chil Shabbos. The Chavetz Chaim tries to argue that all the discussion of the poskim about psika being l'rafka de milsa or essential is only where there's no Chil Shabbos involved, we just have the other concerns of the poskim, such as an infringement on Onik Shabbos, but where Chil Shabbos itself, a Malacha Daraisa done by Jews on Shabbos is concerned, Psika is necessary, because there's no other way to understand the Kul of the Balamar. The Graz seems to say no, that even Chil Shabbos, you're allowed to embark on a voyage if there's a mitzvah that'll be misbatel, even if it will result in Vade Chil Shabbos, even when there's no Psika. The Prima Gadim also brings the Suffolk of the Ola Shabbos, if the mitzvah will be misbatel, whether he can skip the psika. He says the Magen Avraham is mashma that it's aser, like the Shulchan Aruch Rav also agrees that that's the simple reading of the Magen Avraham. Then the Prima Gadim has an interesting distinction between Shabbos and Erev Shabbos. Even in a case where you won't be posek, the Magen Avraham says that Shabbos is aser because there's no psika on Shabbos, because by definition he's traveling on Shabbos. Erev Shabbos is mutter because of the psika. Prima Gadim seems to say that even when there's no psika, even when he will travel on Shabbos, it's still not as bad to do this Erev Shabbos as on Shabbos. That's the distinction we saw before from any Achronim, that we're more lenient when it's lo mata zimne than when it is mata zimne. The Knesset Gedola also, in the Shiara Knesset Gedola, understands that the psika is only l'rafcha d'milsa, only when it's efsher. And he adds an additional twist. He says, when it's efsher and you don't do it, that itself is nirik amasne l'chalas a Shabbos. When it's efsher, he says, and it's not nirik amchalas a Shabbos, then it's fine when there's a mitzvah. The Elia Rabbah brings the Avalas Tamid, brings the Knesset Gedola, and he himself comes out Ladina Tzarachian, and he himself is inclined to be lenient based on the Torah that says that anyway, you don't have to be posik. We turn now to a machlokas between the Teshbatz on the one hand and the Ranach and the Shach on the other. Let's say there's a Mila Shalobas Mana, and the baby wasn't healthy, or we're talking about an adult, like a ger or something, and we're ready to do the Mila on Thursday. And Shlishi L'Mila, Yom Shlishi L'Mila, that's when there's a Sakana, and you may have to do Mechal Shabbos, or you will have to do Mechal Shabbos on Shabbos. So should we do the Mila on Thursday, even if that will result in Chil Shabbos on Shabbos? If it's a Mila Bezmana, then certainly you do it the same way you do the Mila itself on Shabbos. But if it's Shalom Bezmana, Mila Shalom Bezmana is not Dacha Shabbos, can we do it on Thursday if that will result in Chil Shabbos on Shabbos? So the Teshbatz forbids this. The Teshbatz says that it's like the din of Emaf Ligin Besfina. 3 days before Shabbos, we can't embark on a sea voyage if it will result in Chil Shabbos. So here too, we don't allow Mila 3 days before Shabbos, within 3 days before Shabbos, if it will result in Chil Shabbos. Now the Ranach, in the Mayim Amukim and the Shach, in Yardea, both ask the obvious question. They say, what are you talking about? Eimah Fligin B'Sfina, but for mitzvah it's mutter. Mila Shalobas Mana is still a mitzvah. The poskim in the context of Sfina are pretty lenient in how they define mitzvah. Even parnasa, some poskim say, is considered a mitzvah. So why on earth should milah shelo bezmana not be considered a mitzvah, even if it's not dacha Shabbos? It's as much of a mitzvah as other mitzvahs that the poskim talk about in the context of emaf ligin besfina. So why is the Tashbats forbidding milah even shelo bezmana just because of the chil Shabbos? It's exactly like mafligin besfina. Mafligin besfina itself is mutter if you're doing it for a mitzvah. Ranach has another question. As we mentioned before, he says that the Isser of the Balamar is not a real Isser Daraisa of Chil Shabbos Gomer. He says the only Isser is the Isser is Nirik Masim Chalas Shabbos, and that Isser itself, he says, should be Nidcha because of the mitzvah of Mila Shalob is Mana. But the primary question we're going to focus on is the first question of the Ranach, which is the question of the Shach, which is what on earth does the Tashbats mean to prove from Ein Mafligin that there's an Isser, but Malka Mitzvah it's Mutter? So many Achronim say that the machlokas between the Shach and the Ranach against the Tashbats depends on the question we discussed previously of whether the Psika is Likuva or not. That the Shach, who says that for a mitzvah it's mutter, and the Ranach, who says that even for mitzvah, and the Tashbats, who says even for mitzvah it's not mutter, here you can't be posik. You can't tell the baby, please don't get sick and don't need us to be Mechal Shabbos. Obviously, we have no possibility of being posik here. So, the Achronim suggests that the Tashbats, whose machmer he held the psika, is liikuva. And if you can't do the psika, then the mitzvah is not a heter anymore. Like the Chafetz Chaim said, that the whole heter of something which will entail Chil Shabbos is only because of the psika. While the Shach, who says a mitzvah is a heter, many Achronim are medayik from him, that the psika is not likuva, and if you can't do it, the mitzvah itself is a heter. Tosfos Shabbos says that this would be the machlokas between the Shach and the Tashbats. Eli Rabbah says that the answer to the Shach's question is that you need psika and there's no psika. Shulchan Aruch Harav brings a raya from the Shach that Al Karchi holds not like the Magen Avram, that Al Karchi holds psika is not ma'akev for a mitzvah. Menachas Yehuda wants to say that itself is the machlokas between the Shach and the Tashbats. Shuvas Yaakov too. Shevet Sofer also is medayik from the Shach that he must hold that the psika is not ma'akev. There is, however, another way to understand the machlokas between the Shach and the Tashbats. This is an idea we find, similar idea in the Chacham Sofer and the Mitzpah Aryeh. Chacham Sofer says that it depends whether the mitzvah will be mizbatel or not. The Tashbats holds that the problem of sakana is only precisely on the third day, but not earlier, he says. So he says, we can't do the milah on Thursday, he says, because Shabbos will be the third day, but we could do the mitzvah on the mitzvah of milah on Friday, because then it won't be the third day. Other posts can say that within 3 days is also a sakana. Tashbats is not going with that, he says. So that's why the Tashbats is machmer and doesn't bring the heter of mitzvah, because mitzvah is only a heter when the mitzvah will be mizbatel, he says. But when it will only result in a 1 day postponement of the milah, that's not enough of a reason to be matter something which will engender chil Shabbos. Similarly, the Mitzvah Aryeh says that kol mitzvah sheyesh lo tashlumin, a mitzvah which can be made up later, even a mitzvah chamura like Pesach, is still nidches. We still push it off in favor of a different essay which has no tashlumin, even if the other essay is more lenient. And that's how we can answer the Shach's kashi, he says. That which there's a heter of a fligin besfina for a dvar mitzvah is only a mitzvah of veris, a mitzvah that if we don't do it now, we're going to be stuck. But mila shelo bezmana, it's anyway not bezmana, so we'll do it later, he says. Then what's the problem with it? You're not being mevatel a mitzvah mila, you're just pushing it off a little bit longer. Ranach said, what do you mean? How can you push it off? He brings a raiva that every day you're over basay, and that mitzvah should certainly be strong enough to be docha the isra of nirik masnil chalas of Shabbos. But Mitzvah Aryeh says no, that the Tashbats holds the klal is any mitzvah which has tashlumin, which can be made up later, has to give way to a mitzvah which will be nizbatel and no tashlumin. So Shabbos, chil Shabbos, since there's no tashlumin for that, we'd rather push off the milah a few days. So in summary, we have a machlokas rishonim, the case of the baby, if there's no water for the post-mila bathing, whether we push off the mila or not. Some say that the Heter, the Mekilim, the Ramban, is only for Safek Sakana. That's a some surface position. Many Acharon disagree with that. Also, some say that the Heter of the Ramban is only for the Mitzvah Mila, the Netziv. Other Acharon Rosh Hamazalman disagree, and they say the Heter is for any Mitzvah, even though it will result in subsequent Pikuach Nefesh, Chil Shabbos. Rosh Hamazalman brings rise from Rishonim to that. Some say also that even the Machmirim, even the position of the Balamar, he doesn't mean it's real Chil Shabbos, it's just an Isser, maybe an Isser D'Oraisa, maybe an only Isser D'Rabbanan. Then we have the other position of the Balamar, that is a Heter to embark on a sea voyage for a Dvar Mitzvah even within 3 days of Shabbos, even if that will result in Chil Shabbos. Although some say, Ibn Lev says that's only if it'll be a Safek Chil Shabbos, and that seems to be the position of the Chavetz Chaim also, and the Yeshua's Yaakov, that's why they need Psika. Some disagree and say that the Balamar is Mekel even for Vade Chil Shabbos. Most poskim accept the restriction that you have to be posek kamanas lishbos. Although some paskim, the Torah paskins, like the Shita, the Tana, that we don't need psika at all. Even though those who do need psika, many acharonim say that psika is only l'rafka de milsa, miyos tov, if possible. But if it's not possible, you can skip the psika. Or even if the mitzvah will be mizbatel or b'shasat chak, you don't have to do the psika. Some say no, that the psika is absolutely meikra din, and if there's no psika, then there is no heter whatsoever to embark on the voyage. Many poskim also resolve the contradiction in the two passages of the Balamar by saying that the heter of the sea voyage is only because you're doing this before Shabbos, and on Shabbos it would be aser. Also, as we've seen, some poskim distinguish between a mitzvah which will be mizbatel. That's why there's a heter to embark on the sea voyage, even if it will result in Chil Shabbos, but a mitzvah that can be done later, like Mila, according to some Achronim, which can be done a day later, if it's Shalom Bezmana anyway, that does not have the heter of embarking on a trip, which will result in Chil Shabbos.